Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Mamar Avram Golda, and today with Zechus Bab Metzia, Daf Tzadi Zayin, the 8th Perek, HaShoel Osapara. This Perek has been generously sponsored by Nishmas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, and Rabbi Yamin Yosef, Alav HaShalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates a man once borrowed a cat to eliminate mice. However, the mice banded together and killed the cat. Ravashi asks, Ki Mesim Malchmas Malach Adami Olo, is it like an animal which died because of its work or not? Tosas explains that perhaps he should not have placed the cat among such a large group of mice. Mordechai responded, quoting Rava, Gavra Dinashin Katalu, a man whom woman grouped together and killed, Odinavo Dayana. There's no judgment and no judge, meaning it's completely unexpected. Here too, the borrower did not need to anticipate the possibility of the mice killing the cat and qualifies for the Mesa Machmas Malacha exemption. In another version, the cat ate many mice and became overheated and died. Rav Ashi wondered if the borrower is exempt in this case because of Mesim Machmas Malacha, and Rav Mordechai responded using the same quote, which in this version refers to a man who had relations with many women and died from it. Here too, the borrower did not expect the cat would eat so many mice as to endanger itself and is exempt from paying. Point number two, the next mission discusses one who borrowed a cow for half of the day and rented it for the other half, or borrowed it for one day and rented it for the next day, or rented one cow and borrowed another and the cow died. The owner says in the respective cases, Shu'ula Mesa, the borrowed cow died in the final case, B'yom Sha'isa Shu'ula Mesa, or it died on the day it was borrowed in the middle case, or B'shad Sha'isa Shu'ula Mesa, or it died while it was borrowed in the first case, claiming the borrower or the renter should be liable, and he responds, Eni Yodea, I do not know, he's liable to pay. In the reverse case, where the borrower or the renter claims the cow was rented when it died, or in the final case, the rented cow was the one which died, and the owner says he doesn't know, the borrower or the renter is exempt. If each party makes their claim with certainty, the borrower or the renter swears that the rented cow dies and is pater. If both parties say they do not know, they divide the dispute at cow's value. This is attributed on Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis to the opinion of Simchas. And point number three, the Mishnah's first ruling requires the defendant to pay when the owner claims the cow died while borrowed and the defendant says he doesn't know. This apparently proves that if one says to another, Mani lubi yadcha, you owe me a mana, and the other says, I do not know, chayiv, he's liable to pay. This case is a Malchokas Amoraim where Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say the defendant is liable since the claimant is certain, bari, and the defendant is uncertain, shema. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochan say he's pater because the uncertain defense is not sufficient proof to require payment. Our Mishnah proves that he does pay. The Gemara answers, kagon sheyesh esek shvuah binan. The Mishnah is a case where there is a dispute between them involving a shvuah. The next daf will explain that the Mishnah's case is where the defendant is modi b'miksas, admitting to part of the claim, and must swear to deny the rest. Since he doesn't know, we rule mitoch sheini yachol yishavot mishalim. Since he cannot swear, he must pay the remainder of the claim. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara relates, a man once borrowed a cat to eliminate mice. However, the mice banded together and killed the cat. Rav Ashi asks, Ki mesim machmas malach adami olo, is it like an animal which died because of its work or not? Tosas explains that perhaps he should not have placed the cat among such a large group of mice. Mordechai responded, quoting Rava, Gavra Dinashin Katalu, a man whom woman grouped together and killed, Odinavo Dayana. There's no judgment and no judge, meaning it's completely unexpected. Here too, the borrower did not need to anticipate the possibility of the mice killing the cat and qualifies for the Mesa Machmas Malacha exemption. In another version, the cat ate many mice and became overheated and died. Rav Ashi wondered if the borrower is exempt in this case because of Mesim Machmas Malacha, and Rav Mordechai responded using the same quote, which in this version refers to a man who had relations with many women and died from it. Here too, the borrower did not expect the cat would eat so many mice as to endanger itself and is exempt from paying. Point number two, the next mission discusses one who borrowed a cow for half of the day and rented it for the other half, or borrowed it for one day and rented it for the next day, or rented one cow and borrowed another and the cow died. The owner says in the respective cases, Shu'ula Mesa, the borrowed cow died in the final case, B'yom Sha'isa Shu'ula Mesa, or it died on the day it was borrowed in the middle case, or B'shad Sha'isa Shu'ula Mesa, or it died while it was borrowed in the first case, claiming the borrower or the renter should be liable, and he responds, Eni Yodea, I do not know, he's liable to pay. In the reverse case, where the borrower or the renter claims the cow was rented when it died, or in the final case, the rented cow was the one which died, and the owner says he doesn't know, the borrower or the renter is exempt. If each party makes their claim with certainty, the borrower or the renter swears that the rented cow dies and is pater. If both parties say they do not know, they divide the dispute at cow's value. This is attributed on Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis to the opinion of Simchas. And point number three, the Mishnah's first ruling requires the defendant to pay when the owner claims the cow died while borrowed and the defendant says he doesn't know. This apparently proves that if one says to another, "Mani lo biyadcha, you owe me a mana," and the other says, "I do not know," chayiv, he's liable to pay. This case is a Malchokas Amoraim where Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say the defendant is liable since the claimant is certain, bari, and the defendant is uncertain, shema. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochan say he's pater because the uncertain defense is not sufficient proof to require payment. Our Mishnah proves that he does pay. The Gemara answers, kagon sheyesh esek shvua binan. The Mishnah is a case where there is a dispute between them involving a shvua. The next stuff will explain that the Mishnah's case is where the defendant is modem mixas, admitting to part of the claim, and must swear to deny the rest. Since he doesn't know, we rule mitoch sheini achol yishavot mishalim. Since he cannot swear, he must pay the remainder of the claim. All right, so now we go to Simon Dov Tzadi Zayin, and our standard Simon is chess, like a chess player. So here goes. The chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-borrowed, half-rented calf piece died on the time it was borrowed space, was told by his opponent, who is Bari, "You owe me a mana," and he responded, "Shema, I do not know." So once again, it's a motion. The chess player, that must be one Dov Tzadi Zayin, chess. The chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a man once borrowed a cat to eliminate mice. However, the mice banded together and killed the cat. Rav Ashi asks, "Ki meisim makmas malachi dami or lo?" Is it like an animal which died because of its work or not? Tosos explains that perhaps he should not have placed the cat among such a large group of mice. So the chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-borrowed, half-rented cat piece died on the time it was borrowed space, which reminds us, the next mission discusses one who borrowed a cow for half the day and rented it for the other half, or borrowed it for one day and rented it for the next day, or rented one cow and borrowed another, and the cow died. The owner says in the respective cases, the borrowed cow died in the final case, or it died on the day it was borrowed in the middle case, or it died while it was borrowed in the first case, claiming the borrower or the renter should be liable. And he responds, "Ini yodea, I do not know," he's chayef to pay. So the chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-borrowed, half-rented cat piece died on the time it was borrowed space, was told by his opponent, who was Bari, "You owe me a mana," and he responded, "Shema, I do not know," which reminds us, the Mishnah's first ruling requires the defendant to pay when the owner claims the cow died while borrowed, and the defendant says he doesn't know. This apparently proves that if one says to another, "Mani li biyadcha, you owe me a mana," and the other says, "I do not know," chayev, he's liable to pay. Now, this case is a Malchokas Amoraim where Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say the defendant is chayv since the claimant is certain, bari, and the defendant is uncertain, shema. And Rav Nachman and Rav Yochanan say he's pater because the uncertainty defense is not sufficient proof to require payment. So once again, the chess player who lost the game when his borrowed cat piece was killed by his opponent's many mice pieces, and then his half-borrowed, half-rented cat piece died on the time it was borrowed space, was told by his opponent, who was Bari, "You owe me a mana," and he responded, "Shema, I do not know." All right, so now it's time for our four blah bah chazar. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. The train conductor, that must be one Daf Tzadi Gimel, train chugging along. The train conductor who dropped off Shomri Perus at the field, reminding them they were not allowed to eat while guarding, since Mishamra Lavka Osam Maisadami, which reminds us, the more brings the Malchokas whether Mishamra Osam Maisadami, whether a Shomer of gardens and orchards, is considered as if he's working and therefore entitled to eat from the produce or not. So the train conductor who dropped off Shomri Perus at the field, reminding them that they were not allowed to eat while guarding, since Mishamra Lavka Osam Maisadami, noticed that a Socher at the station wasn't sure whether to board the Shomer Chinim section or the Shomer Sachar section, which reminds us, we learn about the various responsibilities of the Dalad Shomrim and have a Malchokas whether a Socher has the same dinim as a Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chinam. So the train conductor dropped off Shomri Peros at the field, reminding them they were not allowed to eat while guarding, since Mishamar Lavka Osam Maisadami noticed that a Socher at the station wasn't sure whether to board the Shomer Chinam section or the Shomer Sachar section, and blew his whistle to wake up the sleeping Shomer whose sheep he was watching was standing on the train tracks, which reminds us, the Mora relates that a shepherd was once herding animals along the Papa River and one slipped and drowned. Rabbah exempted him, saying, Mahavi lemavit, what should he have done to avoid this? He guarded them as people normally guard them, so the loss is considered an onus. Rabbah would also exempt a shepherd who goes into town when people normally do, leaving his animals alone outside, and even a shepherd who naps when people normally do. Rav Chisda and Rabbah Bar Avuna disagree with Rabbah because the owner can say, this is the reason I gave you pay, so you should guard for me a better shmirah and not follow common practice. Daf Tzadi Dalet, so the Simmer Daf Tzadi Dalet is a hunter. So here goes. And the hunter, that must be more in Daf Tzadi Dalet, Tzad. The hunter who bought a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, you would not have to pay, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Mas Neshomer Chinam Yos Patim Shvuah. A Shomer Chinam can stipulate to be exempt from making a Shvuah that he was not negligent. Similarly, a Shoal can stipulate to be exempt from paying, and a Shomer Sakra and Sokra can stipulate to be exempt from paying and swearing. The Mishnah adds, Kol Mas HaMasha Kasba Torah. Anyone who stipulates against what is written in the Torah, Tanao Batal, his stipulation is void. The Gemara said, a Shomer stipulating to exempt himself is itself a condition against the Torah and should be void. Two answers are given, one being that even though monetary stipulations against the Torah are void, the Shomer did not initially obligate himself to more than his terms. So the hunter who borrowed a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, he would not have to pay, and then gave his wife a get on condition she swallowed the rifle, not realizing that since that was impossible to do, the get was still valid, which reminds us, a brisa teaches that if a husband says, here's your get on condition you go up to the sky or on condition that you swallow a reed 100 amos long, the Tanakhama says the get does not take effect without fulfilling the condition. Yudim and Tema says the get is valid and taught a rule. Koshi Efshar lo l'kaima b'sofa, any condition which is impossible for one to eventually fulfill. Behisna lav mitchilaso, and he stipulated in the beginning, eino el kamafliga b'kasha, he's merely pushing her off, meaning teasing her, and the get is valid. So the hunter who borrowed a rifle on condition that if it got damaged, he would not have to pay, and then gave his wife a get on condition she swallowed the rifle, not realizing that since that was impossible to do, the get was still valid, was exempt when the hunting dog he borrowed died, since he had hired the dog's owner together with it. Which reminds us, the 8th parak begins, Hashoa Sapar Vashalba Aleha Ima. If one borrowed a cow and borrowed the services of the owner together with it, Usakar Ba'aleha Ima, or he hired the owner together with it, or he first obtained the owner's services and then borrowed the cow, and the cow later died, he's patur, because the Torah says, Im ba'alav imo lo yishalem, if its owner was with him, he shall not pay. However, if he first borrowed the cow and afterward obtained the owner's services, he remains responsible for any mishap, because the pasuk says, ba'alav enimo shalem yishalem, if its owner is not with him, he shall pay. Daf tzadihei, so the simmer daf tzadihei is a tzahal, tank. So here goes. The tank enthusiast, tank. That must be on daf tzadihei. Tzal tank. The tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, which reminds us, after deriving the liabilities of the various types of shomrim, the Gemara then seeks the source of the exemption of Baal of Imo, which is written by Shoel regarding a mishap of Shvura Umesa, applies to Geneva Va'aveda as well. It can't be derived from the other mishaps, which are Onsin. The Gemara suggests deriving it from Shomasaka, whose exemption of Baal Imo applies to its liabilities, meaning Geneva Ba'aveda, but then asks for the source to apply the Baal Imo exemption to Shomasaka itself. So the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too, since Baal Imo, which reminds us, Rav Acha and Ravina debate the law of Pshia Ba'alim, negligence of a shomer where the owner was in a service. One holds him liable for negligence, although he's patur for other mishaps. The other opinion holds that a shomer is exempt even from Pshia, even from negligence in the case of Baal Imo. So the tank enthusiast who let his neighbor borrow one of his tanks, which got stolen right in front of them, so the neighbor was exempt, was outraged when another neighbor was negligent and drove a different tank into a swamp and claimed he was exempt too, since Baal of Imo, and responded that this is only when the owner is in a service from the time of the loan until the mishap, which reminds us, Rav Hamnuna said, Lo'am hu chayev, the borrower is always liable unless the borrowed cow is being used for plowing and the owner plows with it for the borrower, or the borrowed donkey is being used to carry goods and the owner drives the donkey by walking behind it, v'achiyu bali mishal she'ela adshas shavur umesa, and also unless the owner is in his service from the time of the loan until the time of the animal's limb was broken or it died. His opinion is refuted. Daf Tzadivav, so the Simon Daf Tzadivav is a town crier, someone who calls out the king's commandment. So here goes. The town crier, that must be one Daf Tzadivav, sub, one who proclaims the king's commandments. The town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet, which reminds us, Rami Bar Kama asks a series of questions, which Rashi explains to be about a borrower's liability. The second one being, if one borrowed a cow to appear wealthy through it, meaning so people extend him credit, is he liable as a shoah? Do we say, mamona be'ina, we merely require borrowing something of value, which is satisfied here, or must he also benefit from the borrowed item, but here he doesn't benefit from using the animal itself? So the town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet was embarrassed when the owner of the cow approached him and said, go and be borrowed for me together with my cow, which reminds us, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, if one says, go and be borrowed for me together with my cow, meaning he instructed him to service the borrower of his cow on his behalf, does this qualify for the exemption of Baal of Yimo? Do we require Baal of Mamish, the literal owner, which the Shaliach is not? Or do we apply the principle of Shluchu Shaladim Kamoso, a person's Shaliach is legally like himself? So the town crier who borrowed a friend's prize-winning cow to appear wealthy in order to get a loan to buy an expensive trumpet was embarrassed when the owner of the cow approached him and said, go and be borrowed for me together with my cow. To the man who was exempt when the cow he had previously borrowed died during his work. Which reminds us, the question was asked, if a borrowed animal is weakened because of work performed for the borrower, what's the halacha? Is the borrower liable, like for any mishap? Rav Chilki Abreid Rav Avia responded that the question implied that if the animal died from working for the borrower would be liable. To this, he objected that the borrower can say, I didn't borrow it to keep it in an enclosure, but to use it. Rav agreed and ruled that not only were the animals weakened from work, but even Mesa Machmas Malach, if it died because of work performed for the borrower, he's patur. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do you discuss the source of Baal of Yimo applying to Gneva Va'aveda? That's on daf Tzadihe. Good. Number two, which daf do we discuss what the halacha is in a case of Bari Vashema? That's on daf Tzadizayin. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss whether Baal of Yimo applies with a Shaliach or an Eved? That's on daf Tzadivav. Good. Number four, which daf we have a question of a worker is working on one grapevine, whether he may eat from another grapevine? That's on daf Tzadiyav. Good. Number five, which daf we discuss if a borrowed cat which died while killing mice is considered Mesa Machmas Malacha? That's on daf Tzadizayin. Good. Number six, which daf do you discuss borrowing for unusual purposes, such as borrowing a cow to appear wealthy so people will extend him credit? That's on daf Tzadivav. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have machlokas whether a socher is like a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam? That's on daf Tzadigimel. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn? Rav Hamnuma holds Baal of Yimo must be in the same work and until the mishap, but is refuted. That's on daf Tzadihe. Good. Number nine, which daf do we discuss what the halacha is where there's a dispute if a cow died during its loan period or its rental period? That's on daf Tzadizayin. Good. Number 10, which daf do machlokas is whether a worker can eat more than his wages? That's on daf Tzadibeis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhaber from Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.